Hey everybody, it's Justin. Sometimes on the show, you come to play and you get hurt. You get hurt by the songs that you miss. And we're talking to Emily and John about times that they were hurt on Deprogrammed.
It happened tonight, I just don't know which one hurt the most. My top three were all tonight.
Jinkies.
Shit.
I'm
gonna say this is just a modern rock song. Should have made it.
I feel like it was on my radar, but
yeah, it was close. I think it's like 7 minutes long or something. I think that kind of maybe, yeah.
And then the loneliness of a middle distance runner, like the sniff at the beginning, like there's something about that sniff that he does during the intro that like just kills me.
Do you like little imperfections like that in your song? Does that make something stand out, or is that just something about your favorite band?
I feel like it's just this band. Like, not that I would sing along in the car, because that's lame for lame people, but I definitely would hypothetically sniff with that part of that song. Like, that's part of the song to me now.
No, that's some of my favorite parts of songs. Like, when they leave the little imperfections in, or when you hear, like, a little bit of like the studio talk, like before, like I don't care if it's note for note perfect. Like, let me hear what was actually happening. Like, I always think those are cool moments.
One of my favorites is at the end of Silverfuck on Siamese Dream, Billy goes, "All right, this take, don't give a fuck."
Yeah.
I love that one. And then on Lucky 13.
The end of In the Airplane Over the Sea, the end of Two-Headed Boy Part 2, where you hear him get out of the chair and, like, walk off, like, kills me every time.
And, you know, there's lots of times where, like, you can hear them putting their guitar down or, like...
Yeah.
To me, like you said, like, it puts you in the studio with them, and it makes me connect further to the song than I probably would have. Now, you've done considerably more than three episodes, John.
Just a few more.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think has been the one, the song that has hurt the most that missed so far?
You know, I don't remember a song particularly, but as far as Eps, like Sunny Day Real Estate was rough.
Yeah.
The Weaker Thans was rough, because, like, I love all those songs. Sunny Day Real Estate, I love all those songs. We did, I think, Alkaline Trio early on. That was a tough one for me. But I think, like, some of the ones that are going to hurt the most haven't even come up yet.
Uh-oh.
You know, so I think there are some coming up that I really have attachments to. So, yeah, it's going to be, I think the one that hurt the most was the one that I wasn't even on, the Pearl Jam one that I go back to. That was just listening to that going like, oh, no. So yeah, it was nice to be able to kind of redux that one a little bit when we did ours, but it's always fun to do, man. I've done like probably what 25 or 30 of these now at least. Like,
yeah,
I can't wait to do more. I'm always like, what's the next one? Keep it coming.
It's funny you brought up Sunny Day Real Estate, because that is one of those ones that, like, I instantly fell in love with the band. And there were songs that I picked that I was like, oh, that didn't make it. And I'm like, oh, God, that hurts. Like, to be fair, it doesn't have, we've done 200 something episodes at this point. So, like, not every band is going to do that to me. But some of these bands I do fall in fast love with. And tonight was a good example, because though I feel like there was plenty of songs that fit the bill, like there's plenty of songs that can make any of our 20, but there were songs that I was like, if this doesn't make it, this is gonna hurt. Like, this to me felt exactly like them. This connected me to this band. Thankfully, I don't think I had too many painful ones tonight. I think most of the ones I felt that way about made it. So
I'm just glad we're still married. I think what I was keeping track on my sheet of how many Emily and I had of the same ones. We actually had 10 of the same ones out of our list.
I because I love you.
There you have it. It started with pain. It ended with love. Love is in the air. And love for Belle and Sebastian is on our minds. We will be talking about Belle and Sebastian on the show this week. Comes out Thursdays on all podcast platforms. If you'd like to hear the rest of that conversation, it is from After the Fact number 97 at patreon.com/ohhijustin. Again, Belle and Sebastian episode this Thursday. The program is available on all podcast platforms.